This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. Today we're talking about cats that go missing and then miraculously return to their families, even months later and from many miles away. That's just one of the ways that cats add magic to the lives of their humans. Because according to the writers of the 101 stories in this book, cats just plain make us better, happier people. If we rescued them, they rescue us back. If we're sad, they comfort us. If we need to have more fun, they show us how. They are our therapists, our role models, and our best friends. I'll be sharing 20 stories from the book with you over the coming months, and they cover the gamut of experiences. From hilarious to heroic, mischievous to miraculous, and everything in between, I'll be sharing a wide variety of entertaining stories about cats. In our first story today, Ann Oliver tells us that her family made its 8th Army move during the summer of 1987. Ann and her children moved to Clarksville, Tennessee, while her husband George completed a 13-month tour in Korea. They were building a new home in the nearby town of St. Bethlehem, so Ann and the kids went to visit the new house frequently. And then, just in time for Thanksgiving, they moved to the new house. Ann, the two kids, the dog, and the cat. So the cat, whose name was Q, was not happy about the move and was skittish around all the activity of the movers and the construction workers who were still finishing up. So Ann kept Q in the basement in his crate so he'd be out of the way of all the activity. Even though everyone was warned not to let the cat out, somehow he got out and he disappeared. It was a really sad Thanksgiving without the cat. And then one day, Ann ran into a real estate agent who told her they were lucky to have left that rental house when they did because someone had broken a window into the basement and had gotten into the house. There was no real damage from the break-in, but there was blood and gray hair all over the window and the basement floor. Well, Ann recalled that the basement window already had a crack in it, so it wouldn't have been too difficult for a determined cat to push through it. She realized that their cat Q must have gone back to the old house. And that was rather startling because Q was an indoor cat and had never left that rental house except for that 1 7-mile ride from the rental house to their new house. Unfortunately, when Ann searched for Q at the old house, he was nowhere to be found. So Christmas came along and Q was still missing. And then it was January. And Q was still missing. On January 6th, Ann and the kids went to visit some cousins, and Ann's daughter said that they had to be home by midnight. When Ann asked why, her little daughter said, "Well, it's 12th night, and Q is following the star of St. Bethlehem home. We have to be there to greet him." So Ann says, while she had garbled the story and misunderstood much, she had the unshakable belief that Q would come home that night. "I was sick with dread, wondering how I could explain it to her. Q had never been outside the rental house. He had never seen the outside of our new house in St. Bethlehem, having been transported there in a crate. I had to admit, however, he did seem to have found his way back to the old house, given that gray cat hair in the basement. Well, the family went home by midnight just in case, and it was good they did, because just before midnight in St. Bethlehem, Tennessee, Q the cat came home. In another miraculous story, Lori Kempf Bosco tells us that she was heartbroken when the little white kitten she had adopted disappeared when he was only 6 months old. She and her family searched everywhere for Rebel, putting up posters, offering a reward, checking the pound in the emergency clinic. They lived in the city close to a high traffic road, and poor Rebel didn't have street smarts because he was an indoor cat. So they worried that he might have gotten lost or hit by a car or suffered some other grim fate. After weeks went by with no sign of Rebel, everyone told Lori she needed to accept that he was gone. But she couldn't, even though she had put all his stuff away. Then one morning, Lori left for work a few minutes early and she started walking to the bus stop, which was a block away. She says, "It was a nice autumn day, crisp and sunny. A good day for a walk. I arrived at the bus stop and checked to see if the bus was coming, but I was still a little early. Something told me to keep going, so I decided to walk to the next bus stop. I got there and saw the bus coming, but I just kept walking, watching the bus whiz by, knowing I was going to be late for work, but something told me to keep going. I continued to walk for another 20 minutes, veering into a neighborhood I wasn't familiar with, and walked right up to my cat. He was sitting by a fence and he was filthy, no longer white, more of a dirty brown color. He was matted and stinky and had a scab on a ragged, torn ear. He was so scrawny. I called his name as I scooped him into my arms. His motorboat purr was as loud as I remembered and he pushed his dirty face into mine. I teared up with happiness because I had found my cat." Lori quickly carried the dirty, brown, scrawny cat home and left him there. She didn't have time to call her husband from work and tell him she had found Rebel. So when he got home, he thought that a strange stray cat had gotten into their house. But he bathed the stray cat and quickly realized it was Rebel. He couldn't believe that Lori had recognized the cat under all that dirt. Lori says it was some kind of sixth sense that kept her walking past bus stop after bus stop that morning, even though she knew she would be late to work. And that's why we titled our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thank you for joining me today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about our new bestseller, or pick up a copy at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, or wherever else you like to get your books. We're proud of the way we handle our cat books. We make sure to feature lots of rescued cats, particularly black cats and senior cats, which are the types that are often left behind. And we're donating royalties from the book to American Humane to support their wonderful humanitarian work on behalf of cats in shelters and also during natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires. Come back for our next episode to hear more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. I'll be sharing stories about the many hidden talents of cats, those special skills that we never expect from them.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.